Blog Talk Radio.
He does that every time. Hello, universe, and this be the bee, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, people, happiness. And I'll be your host today, Nurse to Be, Philosophy for Ask Talk Radio. From the Aura Zen Studio, live today. And we were going to have a special guest because in my reflections here, because I have like reflections of the week, and then we have the meat and potatoes, and then we have homework of the show for you people that know how this podcast works. And today, if you've read the promo, it's Kate of the Show is our, we're working on the plan of care, which is nursing diagnosis for you people that aren't nursing. Nursing as in registered nurses and don't know about nursing plan of care development. So what I've done here is taken the mission within the mission. And today on the meat and potatoes of the show, we're going to be discussing decisional conflict. And I really had a conflict today about which one of the NANDA-approved nursing diagnoses I was going to pick. So I said, why don't I just pick decisional conflict? Because I was listening to some music this morning, and I was singing, should I stay or should I go now? I don't know if you've ever heard that song, but for you people in Norway or Taiwan, my Taiwan friends, you got to click on that. That's a great song. And making a decision in life, the biggest problem with making a decision is just making a decision. You just gotta make a decision. You got to make a decision. Should I stay or should I go now? Just like the song says, if I stay, there'll be trouble. If I go, there will be, if I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, there will be double. That's pretty much how it is with me, period. Like, if I stay around, there's going to be double trouble. There'll be double trouble. It's just the way it is. You want me around, there's going to be some double trouble. Because, you know, I'm going to let you know. There's going to be some double trouble. If I go, there'll be trouble because there's all kinds of catastrophes that go around when I'm not around to keep the peace. I keep the peace. I keep the conflict resolution around when I'm in town. I just do. I keep the peace. I won't go into some examples, but I would just like to do a shout out, and I would like to talk about just here domestically, because I like to go into domestically, socially, and globally. I'm not talking about my plan of care mission within the mission here on my podcast and in my Debbie Nurse to Be philosophies. So domestically here, I'm going to just discuss about my Miss Frugal in the home, about my decisional conflicts that I have had today. It was brought to my attention that my daughter, Matt Ray, is in broadcasting. And so I had given her the privilege to come on this today's show and help me with today's segment. And she refused. She couldn't make a decision. So I made a decision for her that she should just go ahead and just stay away from my studio today. But I would like to do a shout out that she has been in broadcasting at her school on the PA system because she is in student council. Not that I'm bragging, but I'm just saying she's in student council, and she has been on the PA system, and she has been doing the announcements for K through 8th grade. And what is unique about this is that my son also goes to the same school as her, and the entire school, K through 8th, hears my daughter along with another child doing the announcements and all of the things that they say for the school. Good morning, students, blah, blah, blah. Please stand for the pledge, blah, 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 blah. This is my daughter's voice on there. And my son, Danger, had no clue for the last few months that this is his sister on the PA system doing the announcements and everything. I'm clueless. I can't. Okay, so I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm boggled. I'm boggled. The things that boggle my mind, I'm just going to let that go. And he said he's standing for Pledge of Allegiance. He's telling him to put his hand over his heart. He had no clue that was his sister telling him to do those things. So, and then what boggles my mind too is my daughter isn't broadcasting. She did not tell me, would not tell me that she's been doing this. And, you know, you would think that she would be coming here and come. And then she also made first base for the softball team. And does she tell me? No, she doesn't. Because she, it's all right. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. The child is whatever. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. My children are whatever. Okay. So the decision I'm making here right now, you see, this is a decisional conflict I'm having right now. Should I look at my children and tell them, don't you want your mother to be more involved in your life? And should I be upset that my children are disengaging from themselves? They're just so disengaged from each other. They're disengaged from me. No, I'm not. Whoa. Should I stay and just do a loud scream? Or should I just walk outside? What should I do? What should I do? No. So you have these decisional conflicts. And a lot of times, nursing students, when you come across this in your plan of care, you'll say, well, should I use this? The decisional conflict sometimes is, should I even use this in a plan of care? And a lot of times you'll say, this is a big one, especially when you got to take a patient off a ventilator and the family is knows the prognosis, knows everything, and says, this patient is a do not resuscitate, but it was saved in a care home or in an ER and is on an ICU unit. The family has arrived and it's got to make the decision. Oh, wait a minute. My mother did not want all these interventions. Why is she on life support and all of these things? And there's a decisional conflict because there's that one family member that says, no, do not take mom off the life support. That's a decisional conflict, and you're dealing with psychosocial issues. So you've got a plan of care that involves psychosocial issues, and you're going to deal with decisional conflict. And the family needs time to make a conscious decision for the family, because you can't just say, okay, well, she's a DNR, we're pulling her off. Because the family sometimes needs to come together as a group and needs time to say goodbye and to make a decisional, there's a decisional conflict, and you make a plan of care and you let them come together and say, should we stay or should we let mom go now? Should she stay or should she go now? Should she stay or should we go now? And it's just a time that they just got to make a decision. If mom has already made a decision, she wrote her DNR before something happened to her, or dad or grandpa or grandma, but sometimes there's just that window where the psychosocial stuff has to go on, and the plan of care is sometimes for the family. And they've got to just come together as a group, and you've got to give them that moment to realize that even life, death is part of life, and they've got that decisional conflict. And you've got to allow them to make the decision. It's a formal judgment sometimes in the family. And then that action can be made. And then there's a resolution and the time can start to heal. So you gotta be decisional conflict is not, it doesn't mean that you've got to make a decision and be a patient advocate. Sometimes you're a family advocate, and it's about making a plan of care that works for everybody. So, and I want to say, just as a personal thing, when you're making a decision, sometimes there's a conflict there. But when you say to yourself, I'm just going to make a decision, and you make it black or white, and you don't make that big old yang sign with the black, white, and there's a black dot over here and a white dot over here, and it's all grayed up and everything, and you say, well, I can go to my friend's house, and then I'll go to my girlfriend's later, or I'll take my girlfriend with me to go to my friend's with a drink, and then she'll be happy, and my friend will be happy, and then maybe he'll be a little mad because I brought my girlfriend to the bar with us to watch the heavy metal band. Or you can't do that. You've got to make a conscious decision and then just go with it. And whatever the consequences are, you just say, okay, I made a decision. I have made a decision. It's like Judge Judy when she put down that gavel. This is my decision. And she puts the gavel down. You got to sometimes in your life put that gavel down and say, I have made my decision, good, bad, or ugly. I am taking Mad Ray's cell phone because she would not come on my radio show today and do some of that broadcasting she does at school on a PA system from K-8 and show off for her mama. I want to see her. And then she tells me, Mom, that is not broadcasting. PA system at school, it's not broadcasting, Mom. Mom. That is not broadcasting. It's the PA system at school. So, whatever, Mom. And then Danger's like, what? She's like, what? She's doing the, what is she doing? Oh, yeah. That's her doing the Pledge of Allegiance? Oh. And I'm like, you had no idea. Your sister has been doing the announcements at school. And you had no idea. Okay, so right there, I made a conscious decision to say, okay, my daughter's in broadcasting. She won't come on, and he is clueless. And I'm not even getting mad. I don't even care. And I said, and she said, yeah, I didn't go to practice yesterday because I didn't want to take the late bus home. And I'm like, you did what? Why did you leave your cleats here? Why would you not go to practice? So sometimes you got to make the decisional conflict. There's a decisional conflict. Should I just snap and start screaming at them right now about how they just have absolutely total disregard for all of the things that are going on around them? And all of the opportunities they have around them, you know, like, they're just clueless. Like, he should be standing for the Pledge of Allegiance going, okay, everybody be quiet, man. My sister's on there doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and this is amazing, like, amazing. My sister's in student council, and I'm so proud of my sister. He is running around, doesn't care that his sister is doing announcements after the, you know what, I would be so happy. They should have gave me that. Instead of complaining in school that I was talking so much and everything, they should have sent me to the principal's office and said, this girl should be doing the announcements every morning. She should be doing, oh, if I would have had that, oh, you don't know how many times I tried to get that privilege to do announcements in school. Oh, my goodness. I would have been, if they told me I was going to be doing the announcements for school every day, I would have been the best student. I would have got, oh, my goodness. My daughter just takes it. She has no clue. Never mind. Next subject, meat and potatoes, decisional conflict. So I'm not going to let my children bother me. I'm making this conscious decision right now. They are not going to bother me. I'm not going to give them the privilege of bothering me no more. I'm not going to raise my voice. Okay, hashtag mom, I do lie. I'm not yet. You know I'm going to let them children bother me. They're the one people that can bring me from 0 to 100 in less than 10 seconds. They know how to push my buttons. But you sometimes you got to make a decision of conflict. These people are not going to bother me. No, they're not. You got to take an action when it comes to making decisions. Like, you got to take action. You got to make a formal judgment. And then you got to make a ruling. Like Judge Judy, put the gavel down and say, okay, I've made a ruling. I have made a ruling. Like in boxing, they award, it's called award. You got to award a decision. Is this going to be a knockout? It's a knockout. That's a knockout. I'm going to take that as a knockout. And you got to knock it out. And you say, I'm knocking that decision out. That's a knockout. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. And no, I'm not going to do that. And then in baseball, they awarded a win. Okay, that's a winner. I'm going to take that one. That's a winner. Because you can't have decisional conflict in life because you're going to waste your time trying to make a decision. And your life is precious. If you sit there and go, oh, you know what? Listen, Terry, I'm in this relationship, and I don't know, like, if he's really that into me. If you don't know if a guy is that into you, then he's not that into you, and you should move on. Move forward. Your life is precious. Your time is valuable. If you're with someone that doesn't treat you like you want to be treated, you need to move on. You need to go. That's something you need to go. You don't need to stay. You need to go. If she is not worth your time or a woman is not your priority, you need to let her go. You need to not tease, tease, tease. You need to go, go, go. And you need to be in a communicative, you need to be communicating that relationship is not worth your time. People are not disposable. They are worth your presence, physical human presence, not a text, not your virtual simulated time. And they are worth your physical presence. And they are worth your physical presence when you decide that, you know what, me and you are not meant to be together and this is not going to work. And then that's okay. Because like I said in my other show about self-worth, self-dignity, and self-esteem, if you have that, then that's okay. You can say, all right, this isn't working. We can be friends and move forward. And then you don't waste your time, and there's no decisional conflict about relationships either, because that is a lot of time people waste is in relationships. And deciding, okay, what should I do here? What should I do there? What should we do together? And what shouldn't we do together? Well, what you shouldn't do is sit there pondering your time over stuff like that. Just make a decision. I watch a YouTube about decisions. And these YouTubes are incredible because you can just go, and then you go over there and you say, you type anything in Google, anything. And you say, okay, even if you got a question, I don't know what I should do here. Should I paint my nails or shouldn't I? I'm not joking. You could write that in there. Should I paint my nails or shouldn't I? There will be an answer. And the bottom line in life is just make a decision. Decide not to paint your nails ever again. You save so much money, Miss Frugal will come out, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I MZ Frugaled my life. No more nail polish. No more acetone to remove my nail polish. It's healthier. It's not chipping away on me. I can see if there's dirt under my nails. Oh, that was a great decision. Or you could go the other way and be like, oh, my gosh, you're painting my nails. This looks amazing. I can actually, it's fashionable. I was going to tell you, there is one man, in fact, I performed with him on stage. He was very magical, hashtag magical. Penn and Teller, that tall one, paints one nail red. He said, I can't make a decision, I'm just going to paint one nail red. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, what he does is he paints one nail red. I'm not going to tell you why, but the, it's a magical reason why he only paints one nail red. And he'll tell you. You got to go to one of his shows and you'll find out. But he's at a show over in Vegas, Penn and Teller. Go see that. And he likes kids, and he'll put one of your kids on stage. And then the one that doesn't talk will talk your kid's ears off, and then he'll tell us your kids something. He'll say, now don't tell your mom this until she's on her deathbed. They performed with my kid, and then they didn't tell my kids. They told that little guy told my kids a bunch of hoopla on the stage, and then he said, don't tell your mom this till she's on her deathbed. They told my mom, my kids a magic trick, and I said, every day I ask him, I said, could you guys tell me what Teller told you on the stage? And they said, no, we can't tell you till you're on your deathbed. I said, well, I'm this bed right here, I'm going to die in this bed, so could you just tell me right now? They said, no, mom, it doesn't work like that. We cannot tell you. I said, they said, grandma knows. I said, well, listen, Penn and Teller told me you could tell me on my deathbed. I even made a sign put over my bed. It said deathbed. I said, this is going to be my deathbed. So you can't tell me whatever Teller told you in Vegas on stage, tell me right now. And I grabbed my son and I said, come on, tell me what he said. He said, I can't tell you what Teller said. I said, I saw you over there talking to him. Tell me what he said. He wouldn't tell me. So I said, I made a decision. I do not care. So with that conflict, this delusional decision, I said, you know what? That Penn and Teller, you know what? I'm not even going to get upset over it. I'm just going to ignore them. I'm going to ignore them. And when Penn and Teller come to see the Phoenix Late Night Show and I have them on the stage, I'm going to grab that. I've made a conscious decision. When they come on my show, I've just made a conscious decision to just not get upset. I'm not going to let those children upset me. Just like I said before, you know, Madeline, she don't want to have nothing to do with the fact that she could, I'm not going to let them, the resolution to my decisional conflict when it comes to my children taking me from 0 to 100 is I'm going to start. I'm going to talk soft. I'm going to carry a big stick, and I'm going to talk softly. I'm going to do that. And that's your homework today, too, is talk softly and carry a big stick. I don't know why that works, but apparently it does. So today I'm going to go out here on my 14 acres, and I'm going to give me a big stick. And when they start making me upset about when I'm having this decisional conflict, I'm going to take that big saguaro stick that I got, because there's a lot of saguaros that I pick up, their skeletons, and I don't. I'm going to give me a big saguaro skeleton stick, and I'm going to be carrying it around the house, and I'm going to carry that big stick, and I'm going to talk softly like this. You know, I'm going to say, I don't care what Penn or Teller, or whatever they told you on stage in front of 8,000 people, and whatever they told you when you were performing with them and they made me come on stage and look like a fool in that red hat and they told you they're not going to tell me nothing until my deathbed, whatever. I don't care. Oh, I'm supposed to talk softly. I'm going to carry my big stick and I'm going to talk softly. This is my decisional conflict. I'm going to start carrying around a big stick. So when you see Nurse to Be or in front of a pyramid with a big stick walking around her 14 acres with a big black jackal dog, name Anubis, that's my dog. Just know that's me, and I'm going to be talking softly talking. And that's my new thing, too, now. I'm planting saguaros. So in 1,000 years, you'll see a big saguaro forest around my pyramid. That's because of me, because I'm planting saguaros. I'm doing a new thing now called Save the Saguaros, by the way, because I made a decision about that. I was having a decisional conflict about that. I got a lot of things going on here. And then this is my way of making some decisional resolution. This is my intervention that I'm doing here. Because sometimes you're not going to have one thing going on in life. You're going to have a lot of decisions to make in life. And you need to write a list, make journals, a decisional conflict journal. Sometimes it's the best resolution to conflict is to make a journal. And this is going to be one of my things. Is when I've got that big stick, I'm going to look and say, oh, that was your voice.
speak softly and carry that big stick. I'm going to have a big stick, and I'm going to say, all right, you children are not going to make me raise my voice, and I'm going to go for a walk with my dog, Anubi, and we're going to walk around the property, and we're going to talk softly to the saguaros, because there's erosion around the bottom, so I'm going to start planting baby saguaros, and in 1,000 years from now, there'll be a big saguaro forest, and people will be like, oh my God, how did the saguaro forest get here? And hopefully this will be, these vibrations of this podcast will be floating out in outer space, and the Pleiadians and the reptilians and the Nubians and all of the other aliens that visit here will be like, oh yes, Nurse Tabi was here thousands of years ago, and she planted all these saguaros. She used to speak softly. The woman of the desert spoke softly and carried big stick and did decisional conflict resolution and saved saguaros. And they'll visit from all over the galaxies and all over the universes, and they'll come here, and they'll have this saved in some kind of universal archives. And they'll be like, oh my God, this nursing nugget of knowledge she has saved with the whispers of the desert and the saguaro. And then they'll collect their big sticks and speak softly. Because by then, you know, we'll all have telepathy. There'll be no internet or anything. Decisional conflict, plan of care, nursing philosophy. Just make a decision. Okay, so this has been Nurse to Be, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, people, happiness. And today's Nurse to Be has conquered the meat and potatoes of the show, and that is decisional conflict, people. Simple as this. You got to make a decision, stick with it, live with it, deal with it. And please, please, please do your homework today, and that is start with get a stick, a big stick, carry around and speak softly. Speak softly, people. And don't let them teenagers bother you. And even if they're in, you know, the same nugget of nothing that you're doing, and they don't want to get involved with you because they're just not interested, and they're just bothering you, just let it go. Just know they don't always have to be with you. And just the big swallow stick you're carrying around, and just talk softly to them. I guess that works. So I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that. And if Penn and Teller, if you go see Penn and Teller, and that little Teller, he acts like he doesn't talk, don't let him fool you. Penn and Teller, and he paints his nail, just one nail. If you can't make a decision about painting your nail, be like Penn and just paint one nail. If you're indecisive, just go ahead. Just make one decision. Just paint one nail. If you can't make a decision, just make it a halfway decision then. But make some sort of decision. Make some sort of decision. But let me just tell you, the Penn and Teller, don't let them upset you either. Make a decision to carry a big stick and talk softly. And just know you can make it through a decisional conflict, whatever it may be. And you will be able to make that decision. And it's not worth pondering over. Your life is precious, and just go forward. And this has been The Bee, live for Ask Talk Radio. And you have just conquered the mission. So your homework today is carry a big stick, and talk softly, and just make a decision and live with it, and go forward, people. Keep moving. Move on. So, and we've conquered the mission. What up? Got good sound this week? Okay. All right. And we're going to buzz out here. And, okay. All right. So keep tuning in, people. And thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And that is it. And buzz, 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 buzz out. Buzz. Baby, please, please, please. Mm-hmm.